Today we have special guests with us, Del and Suzanne Livingston, who are from Olympia View Friends Church. Olympic View, see, I knew I was going to get that wrong. Olympic View Friends Church in or near Olympia, Washington. Or Tacoma. Okay. Anyway, you're from Washington State. I know that much. Del and Suzanne, I met Del in 2012 at the Friends World Conference in Kenya, where he was one of the two facilitators for our home group, which was a group that met just about every day. And it had people in it from Kenya and from the British Isles and from Australia and from the U.S. And Del and a Kenyan mama, a woman whose name I can't remember, were supposed to sort of herd this group of Quaker cats. And it was a great opportunity to get to know Del better and all the people in that group, and to reflect upon our experience as friends from the many diverse places and diverse experiences that we have come. But what really impressed me was the work that Del told us about, which is the work of In Focus Pure Water, Biosand Water Filter Ministries. That's many more words than are necessary, probably. But In Focus Water Ministries. So you all have a brochure in your bulletins today. But Del and Suzanne, who have been doing this work for about 10 years in East Africa and in other parts of the world where people don't have access to clean water, are going to tell us more about that. And so without further ado, I will ask Del and Suzanne to come up. And I should have asked this beforehand. Are you going to read scripture to start with?
Sure.
Okay. So what we usually do is we read the scripture and then we let the kids go downstairs. So let's remember to do that.
Good morning. In Matthew, the 10th chapter, the last verses, Jesus is talking to his disciples, and he says, this is from the Message, "This is a large work I've called you into, but don't be overwhelmed by it. It's best to start small. Give a cup of cold water to someone who is thirsty, for instance. The smallest act of giving or receiving makes you an apprentice. You won't lose out on a thing." And then 1 Corinthians 12. "Each person is given something to do that shows who God is. Everyone gets in on it. Everyone benefits. All kinds of things are handed out by the Spirit to all kinds of people. The variety is wonderful."
I'm Del. And to begin, we're going to show a short video here, and it kind of gives a feel of what we do. And it's got some interesting pictures there, and I hope it stimulates some questions. So, you want to go ahead? Well, that's a little cap of some of the things that we do, and many of those pictures were taken in Burundi, and which was a very exciting project in that we were there just before election time again, and here we deal with elections in Kenya now. So, Suzanne.
There's an old Quaker saying, as way opens, and this seems like the whole thing that the Biosand Water thing has just opened in a very clear way. And we've just tried to walk in the way as it's opened. And I want Del to briefly tell you how he found out about Biosand Water Filters.
Well, I wasn't experienced at this business of getting retired, so I didn't know what you were supposed to do. So Suzanne and I used to spend every time we had available in Mexico. And we were always noticing that water was a big problem. And so I was doing some research on good old Google, and I came across this Biosand water filter, and I thought, this is pretty cool, pretty interesting, and They do their training up in Calgary, and I thought, well, maybe I could do that. But in the meantime, we were scheduled for another trip to Mexico. So this was at Mazatlan, and we do quite a little bit with the Vineyard Church down there. And they have community centers throughout the different colonias around town. And at one of those places, lo and behold, there were two Canadian couples building these water filters I just got through reading about. And I was pretty excited. So I started talking with them, and we were supposed to be in a bus with a group of people, and Suzanne was getting impatient, you know, like, dum-dum. And because everybody wanted to go, and I kept talking. So finally the guy says that I was talking with, he says, how about if I come over to pick you up at your hotel tomorrow morning? And I said, super. So they came over there, and I worked all day long. She went to the beach. And I learned all about that. And then, although at the end of the day, he says, if you could spend one more day with us, you'll be qualified to be able to do this and to do this work. So I told him, well, the problem is I'm leaving tomorrow. The plane comes and I go back to Washington. So I figured, well, I'd probably go get my training done either back down in Mexico or go to Calgary yet. And so I thought, well, that's probably the end of this. So Suzanne and I went to the airport, and lo and behold, America West, that's when there was an American West, did not send a plane down that day. So as it turned out, we were far enough back in the line that by the time we got to the counter, they says, sorry about all this. You're going to have to stay here. We'll put you up for 6 days at our hotel. So, okay. I was kind of broke my heart, but I did it. But in the meantime, my son-in-law got us out of there in 3 days. So I did get the training that I needed that was going to probably cost me close to $1,000 to go to Calgary and get. And while I was there, well, got that all taken care of. So one thing leads to another.
So we were really excited about the biosand water filters, and we kept telling people, but somehow no one else caught the vision. And so finally our pastor said, enough, we're going to figure out where you're going to go. I have a friend in Kenya. So Dan Nolte and Dell went to Kenya for 2 weeks and did a project at the Friends Theological, because they were having trouble with typhoid and diarrhea, and their students were sick most of the time. So Del was really happy to see that the filters worked well. They were fairly easy to make. He remembered everything he needed to. And so when we got home, the next door that opened, I think, is sort of representative of how the whole 10 years has been. Our son and his 3-year-old granddaughter were out in a park, and they had a tram where they went around and saw different animals from Tacoma, well, in the Northwest. So they were traveling, and Grace said, introduced herself to this couple, and they said that they were from Kenya. And she said, oh, well, my grandpa does water things in Kenya. He makes clean water. And so because of that, then Milton and his wife talked with us, and they invited us to come do a project at his church. And then our daughter had gone to the Young Friends Conference in England, and she met a young man there named Eric. And so she was telling Eric on the internet, and Eric said, oh, tell him to come here. We really need clean water in my village. So the next summer, we went to Milton's church and Eric's community to do projects. And Eric is still our Kenyan representative. He's still, 10 years later, very active in the biosand water filter business, and his family has been healthy. So just, we've never really advertised. It's just word of mouth, and someone will say, well, we want you to come here. And so Dell will say, well, get a committee together and write us an invitation. So we've just been all over Kenya and in some other countries. So do you want to show those pictures?
I'm just going to show you a little bit about some of the water that we deal with. Go ahead. Okay, this was a wells they call boreholes, and it's a British thing, you know. Everything's British once you leave here. And this water was so milky looking that I wasn't sure what was going to happen. And they were going to have a huge group of donors come to this school, and I quickly put some filters together, and then that's, it worked out well. But this hole here is water supply for 4,000 people. And in the mornings, they will have lines of buckets out there, and then everybody gets their water and for the morning, and so the water gets down pretty low by the time. But there are frogs in there and snails and all sorts of good things. And and that place is, you can stand there and see the tall buildings in Kisumu. So it's not very far out of town. And this is just a typical place where people will get water. And
that's Eric's.
That's
for Eric.
Oh, yeah. And yeah, this is where the young fellow was that Suzanne mentioned. This is where their water came from, and they were all in the whole community suffering from typhoid because someone had done a wonderful thing. They had piped water. And you know, if you have piped water, it's supposed to be good. Well, everyone was getting typhoid from it. But it came from there. And this is a typical well, and you know, the rope goes down and it's walked on and everything else, so most of them are contaminated. And this is back in Burundi. Suzanne couldn't miss taking this picture of this little boy out here trying to get the cleanest water he could to take home. So this is kind of the things that we deal with. And so once water has gone through the filter, this is usually what we see. This isn't really the dirtiest water, but the picture on the right's what we expect to get once the water goes through the filters. And this is a little description of the biosand water filter. People often wonder, what are you talking about? Well, this is a concrete box. And
I'll tell them. You point.
Okay.
The concrete box. And there's a lid on top, and then there's a plate called a diffuser plate that's just metal or any material with a grid of holes. And that's to make the water just rain down on this and not disturb the sand. Then there's always a level of water, and then sand is at 0.7 millimeters. So we have to sift the sand to get that small. And then on the bottom is coarse sand and then gravel, and that is just to keep the sand out of the pickup tube. And then we pour the pickup tube right into the concrete, and it goes up and out the nose. And so it's just the head pressure of the water when you pour it in that forces the water to come out. So there's no chemicals, there's no moving parts, there's nothing to break. And they've tested them, and they know that the filters last for over 30 years. So we teach groups of about 20 men and women how to manufacture these biosand water filters. We teach them, we have classes in sanitation and hygiene, And then we do a little bit about marketing.
Yeah, a group will come to me, and or an individual will, and well, we need water in our community. Well, I won't go to that community unless they have a group and also have written a proposal. And this certainly sorts out the ones that are serious. If they're serious about it, we'll be there. I did a program in Uganda, and we had about a dozen guys from different parts of the country, and I says, they says, we need this in our communities. And I says, well, write me a proposal. The next morning, there was one. So we immediately did that, and that was up on Mount Elgon. And that area has continually suffered from cholera. And this is one of the biggest issues that right now that we're dealing with in Africa is cholera is quite new for Africa. It came from South Asia, but it is just really devastating a lot of areas. And to be able to be equipped for it, and then just medications are not going to be the problem. You have to have clean water afterward for them to use. They just can't keep pumping more medicine in. And so this is a major issue that we're dealing with now. And this is where a lot of our funding is going, is into cholera epidemic problems. And the thing is it will just pop up in certain areas. We haven't had cholera. Suddenly it's over here or over there. And so that's what we need to deal with. And so we get these groups in, and we train them in hygiene, sanitation, and all this. And so we actually make them build those filters. And we have people in the country that manufacture the steel mold that it takes to make those. And then, so everything regarding that filter is local. And so then we have them do it three times. They do it one time with us, and then we back off the second time and kind of observe it. And the third time that they make filters, they're doing it on their own. If they make a big mistake, it can be major. But usually not. They usually kind of get the idea, and pretty quick while they're on. And the good thing about this program, the way we do it, is that we do it as a for-profit organization. We are nonprofit, but they are set up so that they can continue their operations without having to come back to us to be refunded every time that they need things.
When we first started this, we were thinking more in terms of how important clean water is. And in Kenya, 1 out of 5 children die before they're 5. And it's mostly through waterborne illnesses. But as we've continued to work there, we realized that having jobs are really important too. The unemployment rate for young people is between 50 and 70%. And so you can struggle and work and get through college and still not have a job. So the good thing about manufacturing biosand water filters is it doesn't take any education. It just takes doing things the right way. And so sometimes in one of our groups up in a mountain, we had people that had never turned pages on a book before. And on our display, there's a... there's one of the books that we use to teach sanitation and hygiene. And but that community is making biosand water filters every day. So, and they've built, with the money from the filters, they've improved their roads and built a health clinic and sent a couple of girls to nursing school, and they've been helping their widows. So, it's amazing what a community can do once they start getting healthy. So anyway, we just feel really blessed to be able to do this ministry. And I don't know, for a long time I kept saying, no, we're not missionaries. We just are people doing it, doing our thing. But I guess I just realized that we really are missionaries. And even though we don't exactly preach the gospel and you know, tell people about Jesus, we do tell them about Jesus, and we do bring them clean water that makes them healthy and willing to listen to the gospel message. So we will be around afterwards. Anything else you want to say? And I just wanted to leave this one other verse with you. It's from Philippians 1:22. As long as I'm alive in this body, there is a good work for me to do. So there's a good work for all of us to do. And if you want to join us, you can come to Kenya, or you can help support us, or certainly we need prayer. And as Brian said, there's been chaos in Kenya. The word we got this morning is that things had settled down and shops are starting to open and things are back to normal. But anyway, just pray for Kenya and pray for us.
Thank you.
Thanks, Del and Suzanne. We're now going to have our time of open worship where we listen in quiet for what God has to say. Del and Suzanne are enabling people in the developing world to have clean water. They're also enabling people to be ready to receive the living water, which is there for each one of us and is there for us in this time.